Well, let's begin this short time of worship by singing to God's praise from Psalm 46. Psalm 46, and we'll sing from verses 1 to verse 7. God is our refuge and our strength, and straits a present aid. Therefore, although the earth remove, we will not be afraid. Though hills amidst the seas be cast, though waters roaring make and troubled be, yea, though the hills by swelling seas do shake. We sing down to the end of verse 7. The Lord of hosts upon our side doth constantly remain. The God of Jacob's our refuge, us safely to maintain.
God is our refuge and our strength, in straits a present aid. Therefore, although the earth remove, we will not be afraid. Though hills amidst the seas be cast, though waters roaring make, and troubled be, yea, though the hills by swelling seas do shake. A river is whose streams do glad the city of our God, the holy place wherein the Lord Most High hath his abode. God in the midst of her doth dwell, nothing shall her remove. The Lord to her an helper will, and that right early prove. The heathen raged tumultuously, the kingdoms moved where the Lord God uttered his voice, the earth did melt for fear. The Lord of hosts upon our side doth constantly remain. The God of Jacob's our refuge, us safely to maintain.
Well, let's turn now to God's word, and as we do there, do so, let's pray for a moment. Lord God, we thank you that you are our God, that you are our refuge, that you are our strength, that you are the God who is with us. And we thank you that you have given us your word. And we thank you that your word gives us comfort and strength and time. And your word gives us hope for eternity. We think of the response of Peter when asked the question, will you also go away? And he replied by saying, to whom else shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. So enable us, Lord, we pray, to hear these words as we read these passages of Scripture. Draw near to us, we pray. Take our sin from us, we pray. Fill us with your Spirit. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. a few passages from God's word now as we come to the time of silence. John chapter 14, Jesus' words. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Isaiah 40. "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Isaiah 43, "But now, this is what the Lord says, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Romans 8, "If God be for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, 'For your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered.' No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." And then again in the psalm that we sang, Psalm 46, from 7 through to the end, we have that assurance, that reassurance that the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. "Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Again, let's pause for a moment as we pray. Lord God, we thank you once more for the richness of the promises that are found in your word. And we pray for faith, that you would enable us to take hold of these promises by faith and to know not only in our minds the reality of the fact that these promises are true, but we pray that we would know in our hearts and our experience that you are God and that you are with us, and all that you promised to us in the gospel is delivered, is experienced and enjoyed by those who trust you. Enable us to trust you, we pray. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And now, as we come towards 11 o'clock, we observe these 2 minutes of silence. They shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them. And we'll pray once more. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the lives of those that we have remembered in this time that has been set aside. We thank you for the lives of many who we did not know, those who left these shores and did not return. We thank you for the lives and for the service, for the sacrifice of those that we do know. Those even in our congregation. We think of Donald Morrison and Scott Road here. And we thank you for the service, for the sacrifice of those like him who went to these places of danger in order that we would be able to enjoy the freedom and peace that we have. We do pray this day for those who mourn, for loved ones lost in years past, and for loved ones lost in more recent days. We pray for those who can remember the trauma and the torment of difficult days of conflict. Those perhaps even who wrestle with the memories of them still. And we pray for those who continue to put themselves in the place of danger so that we can know peace. We pray for those serving in the armed forces. And also we pray for those who seek to reach out to them and minister to them, for chaplains, for padres, that you would give to them the the courage to share the gospel, Lord, and we ask that there would be many who take hold of the good news about Jesus, the fact that he is the one who is with us, the one who is our refuge and strength in trouble, and who brings to us the eternal peace that we need when we trust in him. We pray for those, Lord, that you have allowed to be in authority over us, for the Queen, for the Prime Minister, for the First Minister, for all those in positions of power and influence, both in this country and in all nations. Lord, we acknowledge that you are the sovereign God, and you are the one who has allowed these people to be in the positions that they are in, and you have called us to pray for them. So hear our prayers for them, that you would give to them the wisdom that they need. And Lord, we pray for a world that is so much troubled. We know that Jesus said himself that in this world you will have trouble. There will be difficulty. But we thank you that Jesus is the one who came, whose name was Emmanuel, God with us. We praise you, Lord, that you are with us in the trouble. And we praise you that you are the one who went to a cross to lay down your life so that we could have eternal peace, eternal life in Jesus. Help us to fix our eyes upon him. For we pray these things in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. I want to read one more short passage from John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Jesus is speaking to the disciples and he says in verse 9, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." And from that passage, I want to just underline that verse, which is very familiar to most of us, I expect. Verse 13, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." And today we remember, and we are thankful for those who laid down their lives in these years of war. Why did they lay down their lives? Well, it was because of love, because of that greater love that Jesus speaks of. Those that we remember in the silence, they are those who loved their country enough to respond to that call to serve. They are those who loved their family and friends so much that they were willing to go to the place of danger and fight for the freedom and for the peace that we still to this day enjoy. And we need to remember it came at such great cost. We see the names of people in the war memorial, real people who lived in this place connected to us, family names that we share. We see pictures in the homes of those that we visit. We see pictures of loved ones who left these shores as that Psalm 46 was sung. And many of them never came back. And for those who did come back, we know that many of them came back with scars and these haunting memories of war. The freedom and the peace that we enjoy in time today, we must remember. It came at great cost, and It was driven by a great love. And as we remember that love that was shown to us by many that we do not know, we think upon the Saviour, Jesus, who spoke the words that we just read. He is the one who calls us to come to know him. He is the one who loved us. He is the one who still loves us. He is the one who loved us with that greater love. A greater love that took him to a cross, to that place of ultimate conflict. And there he laid down his life willingly so that we could know eternal freedom and peace. Jesus, God the Son, he came to this world on a mission, and he went to war with sin and Satan and death and hell. That was his mission. And the good news of the gospel is that he was victorious. The resurrection shows us that. The Saviour died but rose again, triumphant over the grave. And that triumph, that victory that he won, he promises to share. The eternal freedom, the eternal peace, that eternal resurrection life that he won, he promises that he will share with those who come to him. So let us this morning be encouraged to come to Jesus and to know the assurance of his promise, that even though trouble and war may be our experience in this world, we have the promise of Jesus. May we know the assurance of it, that we can have a wellness, peace within our souls, when we are trusting him. May God enable us to trust him. And may God bless these thoughts on his word. Ian A will now lead us in prayer in Gaelic, please.
John Majorny. Ye ule vianike, hashinitin fahort to hahit grash le tlach, agus le talichis a shan ambianach in the hashivatoshkain. Hashinakatichich, ne dianish gavil shinitin gurich, irinire hippochorginivi. Gis fusin duhain hashinitivia shacharin, nar smuantin, nar priarin, agus nar gnevin. Ach has in tangle and you gwyl crias da acinye mar ar spaniad agus gwynt o holane an oper a hwg o ga nir a chai a chroch agir crawn Casey Calvary. Zawn trot o fach ga has in a gwrni agus yn tiwg o sorych ge nir a has in a conhorych ych na hibwrst i rhain na gilane oog a chalich an an dwchan yn cain as in cwtiach mochal a rhibwrst i warach. Iesa Criast. Has in tainca lulu vianitia, ur shona surja ha akinye. Surja avari fein yek koska vach omor. Has in tainca gro auntra na vayan tulich dorecha avashen, imatach gliana edash. Egis has in tainca al guvilu konlera inyadju. Egis get na chelshin an amyana choki. As in haast an blar, an oin an spiritin agus kuach an torocha. As in a kuni ruch dar tia kum piu kar tian, kum piu kar kumal agus kum piu kar trorochig. Mar ilan, mar huuhich agus mar huul has in irigol fater fawa vuat. Ach hat gaharich usse. Agus hau a tosht gyalwa gain trotoch. Magirishlichis maluag ir an gyrar minna iat hain. Agus gwn janat urni, agus gwn iar at mognuus, agus gwn piliat an droch lian, an sin clonimi on an evan, agus mahimi an piachgach, agus lioishimi and cheer. As in a kind of a genuine half full on get you, le cockian, le gosht, le anachyash the service le prawn. Compare to it in fash gore, it was compare iat irimbianachke. Kainich an yelene, ulivianichke. Hanikushias le kuach, as no wayan a hider cooled. Hikirish, chartia, glanchin as a chriestai. Ik is mag in jouw lochken. Er schaagriest. Amen.
When peace like a river attendeth my way. When
it is well.
It
Benediction from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. Amen.